Welcome to this special breaking news episode of Epstein, Devil in the Darkness. I'm your host, Danielle Robay. When this podcast began, we promised to deliver world-exclusive, real-time reporting to our listeners throughout the series. Today, we're doing just that. One of the biggest questions in this case is where exactly are the missing Epstein blackmail tapes? After the lead investigator on the Palm Beach case turned up dead, it seemed that some very powerful people may want to keep their contents hidden forever. But now, a former deputy sheriff says he's stolen hundreds of files and taken them with him to Russia. Could the explosive contents of these tapes be leaked? It's spies, lies, sex, secrets, and blackmail. And it's only on Epstein, Devil in the Darkness. In Tuesday's special release of Episode 3, The Little Black Book, we revealed that former Palm Beach County Sheriff John Mark Dugan claims that there's a treasure trove of exclusive police materials related to Epstein's supposed blackmail schemes, and Dugan has taken that material to Russia. Today, we'll share with you executive producer James Robertson's full interview with Dugan, recorded as he's riding in a cab through the dark streets of Moscow, only hours after the story in the London Times claimed Russia had obtained access to these materials, and that they found incredibly sensitive material regarding Prince Andrew. James began the interview by asking John about the confidential files pertaining to the case.
There's been a ton of stuff sealed. You have to remember, it was a different department. I knew the detective who was working the case. He worked for a different agency. So I worked for the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. He's with the town of Palm Beach. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office was tasked with watching Epstein after he was arrested. So, you know, we basically had the whole entire case file.
Did you ever look inside?
Yeah, of course.
What did you see?
You know, I can't remember. It's been a long time.
Are you aware of any blackmail tapes that may exist, either by foreign intelligence agencies that may have obtained either the tapes through law enforcement or through sources that could be held against Epstein and some of his political allies and friends? Do you know specifically, or could you point to who and what the tapes are likely to contain?
You know, it's like I said, it's been a long time. And now I have the very peculiar problem of worrying about, you know, being hunted down by MI6. So, you know, I guess the less I know, the better.
Without putting yourself in any further peril, but to speak more broadly, these tapes, who would want them, and who would they most likely be targeting?
Well, they weren't tapes so much as DVDs. You know, I don't know if they've reported this or not, but every bedroom in Epstein's houses had multiple cameras in them. He used to keep records of everybody. He used to store everything. The Palm Beach Police Department, they knew that there were thousands and thousands of these DVDs. Except, now this is very interesting, when they went to search for them, they were gone. And nobody's really quite sure who took them. You know, it's funny because nobody knows where they went.
Is there a theory as to who would have had access and who would have benefited by them either being taken, destroyed? Yeah, first of all, who would have had access?
It's not really a question of who would have had access. The question you should be asking is who had knowledge that the search was coming? And the answer to that is the Palm Beach County State Attorney's Office and the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. You know, because the State Attorney's Office and the Sheriff's Office, they're the ones who have to take the warrants and take them in front of the judge and get them signed off. You know, there were elements within these two organizations that didn't want to see anything happen to Epstein.
Who do you think would be in possession of these DVDs and these files today? Do you think these were destroyed, or do you think somebody...
No, they weren't destroyed.
Who has them?
If I had my guess, I would say probably 10 copies were made of every single thing and dispersed.
And do you believe then, if I'm understanding correctly, that each person who would be implicated has a copy, so it's in everyone's best interest not to talk?
I don't think so. I think a couple of people who could be implicated have copies.
Do you believe Epstein was a spy or did have any, was under control of any kind by foreign agency or government?
Well, it really depends on what you mean by a spy. Do I think that Epstein was probably put up to getting some wealthy people to sleep with some underage women so he could be blackmailed, so those people could be blackmailed by Western intelligence agencies? Absolutely, I do.
When you say about your concern about MI6, are you still concerned about your well-being now you're in Moscow?
Oh, no. It's MI6, you know.
And are your family still in America?
Yeah.
Are there any plans to reunite by them coming to stay with you?
Oh, no. I haven't seen them in 4 years. My ex doesn't talk to me. I'm basically estranged.
Was it worth it?
No. Look, somebody has to expose the evil people, I guess you would say. Somebody's got to do it, right? And somebody has to pay a price. Am I happy that I've done what I've done? Yeah, I'm very happy with what I've done so far. But now you're asking me, is it worth it for me to have lost my children? I don't know, man. I mean, no. No, there's nothing worth that. Would I do it again? You know, it's hard to say. I never thought it would come to this, to be honest with you. Now, this is the last thing I had ever, that ever crossed my mind. It would be the FBI busting down my door and coming in and having surveillance teams watching me, you know?
So you were working in Palm Beach when essentially Epstein's house of cards began to collapse, when the woman walked into the police station and claimed that Epstein had paid her 14-year-old stepdaughter $300 to strip to her underwear and perform an erotic massage. You were there at that time, so can you talk to me more about that? What you remember from that, the stepmother coming in, and how it was handled internally, be it either a focus.
Well, see, again, that was a different department. I didn't have anything to do with that. But what I can talk about is what happened afterwards when they took him to the Pomeroy County stockade. He was able to leave jail basically anytime he wanted, right? And I mean, this is like really unheard of. But he was able to leave jail as long as he had two deputies go with him on an overtime detail. They were paid overtime detail. Now, overtime details at the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, by contract, are selected out of a random pool. This was different. These deputies that would go with him were handpicked by the sheriff. And there were guys specifically who would look the other way while he was bringing underage girls into his office and into his home. Unbelievable.
Did anyone speak out or try and file an internal complaint about what they were seeing?
No. Well, who did make a complaint was the chief of the town of Palm Beach. He wrote a letter to the state attorney about the outrageous handling of Epstein's arrest and confinement. But, you know, this is one of the reasons I left the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. I mean, there's a whole multitude of reasons I left. This was just one of the straws that was, like, on top of the camel that broke its back.
And when it comes to any files or photographs or recordings, do you still have any of these things? Or were they all destroyed or left behind when you left and went to Moscow?
Oh, no. I wouldn't know where they would be. I would tell you to contact the original detective on the case, but, it's funny, because back in May, when when everything started to happen with Epstein again, when all the ruckus started to get raised again, he mysteriously died.
Do you believe he died of natural causes, or are you suggesting something more sinister?
Oh, I knew this guy, man. He was fit as a fiddle. He was 50 years old, and he died of a sudden illness. That's what they wrote. He died of a sudden illness. It was unexplained.
And what do you think about Epstein's death? Do you believe that was suicide, or do you think someone took it?
Oh, hell no. I don't believe for 1 minute that was suicide.
Was that ever kind of spoken about among cops that that could happen, that could easily happen to someone behind bars? Is it not common, but is it?
Well, why do you think I laugh? Look, I have the guys on audio tape saying they were going to have me put in jail just so they could have me murdered. You're damn right it could happen.
Is it easier to have someone murdered if they're in jail than outside on the street?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. You know what? You put them in with somebody and you say, look, we know you've been having a hard time with your parole. We don't like this guy. And that's all you got to say. They'll get to him. They'll get rid of the guy for you.
So it's not necessarily money changing hands either. It's allowing someone who does it to leave prison earlier.
Yeah, absolutely.
True crime, mysteries, trying to get to the heart of stories that have more questions than answers is my passion. I feel compelled. It's like moving the pieces of a puzzle together. With each connection, I see more of the bigger picture. That's why I like to play Best Fiends. Best Fiends is an exciting puzzle that challenges your brain while not being too difficult. Perfect for any kind of downtime, Best Fiends lets you collect adorable characters as the story advances from level to level, and you don't need an internet connection to play. Plus, they're always putting out new themed challenges, so the game is never boring. I find myself playing Best Fiends whenever I have downtime. With over 100 million downloads, I'm clearly not the only one who's obsessed. As more of my family and friends have started playing, we've gotten into some pretty friendly competitions surrounding our progress in the game, and I'm determined to come out on top. I love that it's a fun reason to keep our text chains going while we're social distancing, too. Start playing today. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already, with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips. And you can even play online. With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. One of the things I love about true crime is that the further you dig into a story, the more layers you uncover. That's part of what I love about the puzzle game Best Fiends, too. The more I play, the more fun it gets. Best Fiends is the perfect mix of challenging and fun without being frustrating. It really is unlike any other puzzle game out there. One you get to take part in that's filled with cute characters that you collect as you go. Plus, you don't need the internet to play, so you don't need to worry about using Wi-Fi or cell data to jump into the game. I really love how the game gives me the power to choose my team of fiends for every level. It's like I'm a coach and I'm in charge of picking the best players to help me win. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already, with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Just days after this interview, Dugan admitted to our reporter that he knew much more than he was telling. He released this explosive statement to us, confirming that yes, he does know where the blackmail material is today.
My name is John Mark Dugan. I'm a former U.S. Marine, former Palm Beach County Sheriff's Deputy. I'm now living in Moscow, Russia, where I was granted political asylum in 2016. I fled to Russia after American intelligence agencies raided my home because I exposed rampant corruption and racism within the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. Because of the intense media interest and oftentimes inaccurate internet speculation, I'm giving further information to help put some of what I know into perspective. Although we worked in different law enforcement agencies, former Town of Palm Beach Detective Joe Ricari, who is the lead detective on the solicitation of minors case against billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, was a friend. I was shocked, as were family and friends, to learn of his unexpected death. just over the age of 50. Joe Ricari was very aware of my efforts to uncover the breaches of public trust by the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office via my award-winning website. In late 2009 or early 2010, Joe asked me to scan all the documents as well as copy hundreds of DVD discs he had on the Jeffrey Epstein case and keep them safe. He had lost faith in the state attorney's office at the time of the investigation. I would meet with him occasionally to get more documents to store on various cases, the last being 2015. I have never looked at what was given to me by Joe Ricari other than the file names, types, and sizes. The FBI seized my computers in 2016, which had everything Ricari gave me. The FBI and other intelligence agencies were surprised to have discovered that I kept an off-site backup that was sent to me in 2017 after I was safely established in Russia. According to news reports, U.S. intelligence agencies apparently analyzed the files and communicated with British authorities. If Britain's Secret Intelligence Service, commonly known as MI6, has concerns about any of the ties between Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein, then they got it from their Washington counterparts, not me. Of course, this means the FBI has seen everything and has more knowledge of the contents than I do, because it was not my business to look into the files. I was simply acting as Joe Ricari's computer safety deposit box. It also means that the FBI has the same exact data that I possess and are in a position to know everyone who is implicated in the videos, recordings, and documents. If media reports are accurate, it seems the FBI has knowledge that Epstein files involve Prince Andrew in some manner, since they made it a point to contact MI6. The Epstein data is encrypted in a TrueCrypt / VeraCrypt container and has been given to a few people. They cannot look at the contents because they do not have the decryption keys. I've given other people the decryption keys, but they do not have access to the encrypted containers. My contacts are on 5 continents and do not know each other. The Epstein files stay secure and unreadable to everyone. I do not have a physical copy in my immediate possession because of security concerns. This is to make sure my family and friends remain safe. I have made arrangements that these files can only be decrypted in the event of my arrest, if I go missing for an extended time, or in case of my unusual and untimely demise. I have a system in place to connect people with the encrypted containers to those who have the decryption keys. I have made elaborate security precautions because of ongoing legal issues, threats, and harassment. The FBI has tried to arrest me twice since I've been in Moscow by pushing Interpol via sealed indictment. Both times they failed. Last year, the FBI sent 10 agents and federal marshals to a U.S. company that I do subcontract work for, unsuccessfully, to intimidate them. I will not be divulging any of the information I may know or possess, because the secrecy of the data I have ensures the safety of me and my loved ones. I hope the growing concerns and reports about Jeffrey Epstein's international sex trafficking empire and his relationships with the rich and powerful people like the Duke of York will generate official and news media investigations which will uncover all of the facts. I am committed to following this story closely. Thank you.
Epstein, Devil in the Darkness is narrated by me, Danielle Robay, executive produced by Dylan Howard and Melissa Cronin, and is a production of Broad and Water Studios and Endeavor Audio. Executive producers also include Tom Freestone, James Robertson, Andy Tillett, and Robert Dixter. The series is written by Dominic Utten. Reporting by Marjorie Hernandez, Jen Hager, Aaron Tinney, and Doug Montero. The series is mixed and engineered by Sean Kravitz and Sam Ada. There is so much more to this story, and you don't want to miss anything, I can assure you. Join us next week on October 3rd for a full episode exploring the truth about Prince Andrew's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And subscribe to Epstein, Devil in the Darkness, for the only world-exclusive reporting on this rapidly unfolding case delivered straight to your favorite podcast platform.